Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we're able to be together to start this day in prayer. Today is Tuesday, and this is the 15th week after Pentecost. Today we continue our reading in Mark's Gospel. We're reading through chapter 12 this week. And now, let's begin our time of prayer together in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding word of God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 12th chapter, beginning this morning at verse 13. Then they sent to him some Pharisees and some Herodians to trap him in what he said. And they came and they said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere, and you show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with truth. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" But knowing their hypocrisy, Jesus said to them, "Why are you putting me to the test? Bring me a denarius. Let me see it." And they brought one. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Jesus said to them, "Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were utterly amazed at him. After they understand that the parable about the tenants of the vineyard has been spoken directly against them, the Jerusalem leadership has sought to eliminate Jesus. And yet, on account of the crowds, they haven't had the opportunity to arrest or dispose of him. So, what follows is a series of test questions that seem to be drawn up, not so much to learn or discuss scripture or about who God is and what God wants us to do or how to live in this world or even what God is up to in this world, as much as they are designed to separate Jesus from the crowd, or to run Jesus afoul of the Roman authorities, if the need be. So what better question to pose than a question about taxes? If Jesus encourages the people to dutifully pay their taxes, he will surely alienate the crowd and be seen to be some kind of a collaborator with an occupying force. But if Jesus appeals to the crowd, the Romans, who are always sensitive to sniff out a tax revolt when they have the opportunity, would crack down hard and take care of Jesus immediately. So Jesus recognizes this is not a question about what faithfulness to God would mean, but instead it is a plain and simple overt political trap. Nevertheless, even as he evades the trap, Jesus instructs us in the kingdom. First, there's the image-bearing coin and inscription that connects the idolatry of money and power that make empire what it is. That connection, money and power, in the sense of the emperor being almost godlike in the power and execution of it. The emperor and his coins are one and the same, and they seem to represent the way of the world. But Jesus does not allow these things to be some kind of co-equal enemy with God. But instead, he circumscribes the entire empire under God's rule, just as the prophets had taught before him. Their idols are nothing. Their power is nothing except contingent on God's own power. To not pay taxes, to rebel against the empire, to see the emperor even as an enemy, elevates the power of empire over God's people. To see them as nothing, to render simply a coin to the one who owns the coin, that is to debase the idol, and in the process, the emperor. It is simply metal to the one who loves metal. Meanwhile, the heart, the soul, the mind belong to God in fear, love, and trust, and in faithfulness. The emperor and emperor's coin will pass away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. This is God's creation. All else is under God, even coin or emperor. We, of course, are not beyond political trick questions masquerading as questions about scripture and Christian teaching. They are all around us today. But as Jesus taught us, the only real response that we can give comes out of a clear understanding of who God is and what God is doing in the world through Christ in the power of the Spirit. So Jesus' maxim on paying taxes is one that maybe we can use to help us navigate the tricky waters of today. Giving to Caesar what belongs to him, while rendering to God all that belongs to God, help us keep things in proper perspective. It limits all earthly powers and rules to its fleeting temporary place under God's own sovereign will. And at the same time, it doesn't elevate them to be some kind of enemy that would destroy God or God's kingdom, as if such a thing could ever happen. So in the end, we pray our Lord's Prayer, that God's will is done, that God's kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. And we begin this day by giving our whole heart to Jesus, the one who gave his whole life for us. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially, Lord, we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the promise of your kingdom coming at the beginning of a year, for the gifts of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your holy church. For what else are we truly thankful? Merciful God, O might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who are cleaning up after the storm, for those who are picking up the pieces of their house and the material life, and for those who are picking up the pieces of their life and their relationships, mourning the loss of loved ones. We pray for those who are sick, especially those with COVID and their loved ones. And we pray for strength and skill and resilience for the doctors and nurses who are caring for all who are sick. Lord, we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, that they might have your wisdom so that they might regard the welfare of all people and bring us together. We pray for people in countries that are ravaged by strife or warfare, that you would confound the power of the enemy and bring about peace. And we pray for a blessing and prosperity on those who are working to bring peace and international harmony. We pray for all who are striving to save the earth from carelessness and destruction. And in each and every one of these places and throughout the earth, Lord, wherever you have scattered, we pray for your church, the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, that it might bear faithful witness to your presence, your light, and your life. For who else or for what else do we pray? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good, render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people, love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.